Now that the election is over, we've had a chance to look at some of the voter turnout numbers and ballot runoff. And here to talk about this is Jeremy Walling, a political science professor at Southeast Missouri State University. And this promises to be our last interview about the election, but we will have you back to talk about all things politics in the future. So this is not the last you'll hear from Jeremy Walling. Jeremy, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
Let's talk a little bit about voter turnout again this election season. How was voter turnout in Missouri?
Well, you know, voter turnout was reported as being a little bit down in Missouri from 2008. The Secretary of State's office reported a turnout of 65.67%. You know, it's one of the things that we look at when we look at voter turnout is how are we computing the number? And so we have to be a little careful here because the number reported by the Secretary of State is dividing the number of voters by the number of registered voters. That's going to inflate the number a little bit. Sometimes what gets reported is the number of voters divided by the number in the voting age population, which is basically anyone who's 18. And the problem with that number is it includes convicted felons and people who are legally not allowed to vote. And so there's some debate just within like my field in political science about what's the appropriate number to use. But we have to remember when we look at this turnout, it's the number of people who voted out of the number of people who administratively could vote because they were registered to vote, not the number of people who were 18 and eligible to vote.
So voting was a little bit down from what was predicted by the Secretary of State,
right.
But still a pretty strong turnout.
It's not embarrassing at all, no.
Right, exactly. Let's talk a little bit about roll-off, I guess, from the top of the ballot down. You know, obviously the presidential race is the one that that garnered the most votes. Over 2,700,000 votes cast for president in Missouri. How did it go as we moved down the ballot?
Well, you know, you mentioned this term roll-off, and it's one of the things that we look at in any election to see if the down ballot candidates or issues are getting as many votes as the people at the top. Congressional midterm elections are a totally different ball game. There's no president on the ticket, and so turnout overall tends to be lower. We know that presidential elections tend to attract voters, and as a result, we expect all races to sort of benefit turnout-wise from the president being on the ballot. So as you said, you know, 2.7 million people cast a vote in Missouri for president. If you go to the statewide races, it's pretty comparable. If you go to U.S. Yeah. Senator, it's also 2.7 million, a little bit less, a few tens of thousand votes less. 2.7 million people cast a vote for governor. Once you get to lieutenant governor, secretary of state, treasurer, you're down to about 2.6 million. And so you're losing about 100,000 voters there. You know, what accounts for this is issue salience, you know, just basic lack of interest or lack of knowledge about the candidates. Look, the information about the presidential race was cheap for us to consume. It was in our face all the time. The same thing is true with the Claire McCaskill, Todd Aiken race. That information is crammed down our throats through the whole election cycle. And so I think a lot of people felt as if they could go in and make a relatively informed choice based on what they'd heard from the media or from campaign ads. And so I think all that this, you know, how we can account for the 100,000 votes lost, you know, down the ballot in the statewide races is just there's 100,000 people who just maybe didn't know, maybe didn't care. But, you know, I didn't see a single ad for the treasurer's race. I saw some signs, but I didn't see a single ad on TV. So that information was a little bit more costly for voters to consume.
But still, when you think it's probably only about, and I'm calculating this in my head right now, about a 2.5%, about 2.5% decrease between president and secretary of state, for instance. That's not a whole lot of roll-off.
It's not dramatic at all. And you know, there are some races where we tend to see more dramatic roll-off. And certainly, it seems like if people went in prepared to vote for president and Senate, they were also prepared to vote for the statewide executive offices.
Now, where we do see voters kind of not making choices, not voting, is when we start getting into the judges, which also, you know, kind of deals with some of the constitutional amendment that was on
right.
the ballot, which is the Missouri plan, and
sure.
you know, selecting judges if they should be retained or not. There was one Supreme Court judge who is there was a question as to whether he should be retained, and he won. This would be George Draper. He was actually the number one vote getter of anybody
top
on the
vote
ballot.
Getter in Missouri.
Yeah, with he got over 1.6 million people vote that
sure.
yes, he should be retained. But still, there was quite a bit of roll off when you get down to into those types of issues.
Yeah, I mean, that's where we tend to see the highest amount of roll off. You know, the reality here is that this, if we're thinking about the cost of consuming the information, it's extremely high for these nonpartisan judicial races. For one thing, it's nonpartisan. You go into this thing not able to make a vote based on a party queue that you can make in any of the other races. You know, there's no ads. There's a way for you to get this information. The Missouri Bar Association publishes information that you can find out about judicial quality and so forth, but you have to seek that out. Even still, you know, there were roughly 400,000 people who chose not to vote, who voted for president, voted for governor, and then chose not to vote here. And again, we're back to this idea of I don't know or I don't care. We know that these judicial retention elections are overwhelmingly yes. And so that person is going to win with or without your vote. And so there's a lot of issues kind of wrapped up in the nonpartisan judicial races. But you mentioned the Amendment 3. Amendment 3 was dealing with the Missouri plan and if it should be altered to give the governor one more selection on the board. You know, there was about not around, what, 200,000 votes, 200,000 people who voted for president who didn't vote for Amendment 3. You know, and again, there's issue salience. There's people who just didn't know, people who maybe didn't take the time to read it or didn't want to take the time to read it in the ballot box. But that's not an extraordinarily large number of people.
Same thing with Proposition B, which was the tobacco tax. That was the of the ballot issues. That was the one that had the that most people voted for, over 2.6 million. And that's, you know, really that's not much of a drop off at all from, for instance, from the statewide races.
Yeah, I mean, it's
lieutenant,
it's really
governor, treasurer, things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if even the presidency, it's only about 70,000 votes fewer than people who cast a vote for the presidency. You know, that was a salient issue for a lot of people because it was related to cigarettes, which in Missouri we have kind of a dicey relationship, tobacco and cigarettes. And it was related to a tax. So anytime those issues come up, it tends to draw out voters. And sometimes what you see is election jurisdictions will attach some salient issue like that to an election that doesn't have a presidential race on it to try to attract more voters and increase turnout. So it's not surprising that among the ballot issues, that's the one that had the highest level of turnout or the lowest roll off.
Is there anything to really take away from this? Any big conclusions that we could reach on this election cycle's roll off?
No, I don't think in this election cycle we can really make a lot of guesses about what happened here. I think most of what we see are the things that we've already talked about. There's lack of issue salience. There's lack of knowledge about these candidates or these issues. It wasn't dramatic at all. It's kind of like you said, we were looking, the most dramatic one was a judicial retention election.
And that's to be expected.
It's to be expected. The ballot initiatives were still relatively strong in terms of turnout.
We're talking today with Jeremy Walling. He's a political science professor at Southeast Missouri State University. Thank you so much.
Thanks.